The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُو هُو بِلِيهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
We have in Al-Usul Al-Kafi of Sheikh Kulaini, there is a narration from Abdullah bin Bukair bin Ayun. And this is a very muwathaq hadith, reliable one, from either Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam or Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Because this fellow had seen both of them. But at that time he didn't remember exactly whether it was the fifth Imam or the sixth Imam. And the Imam, talks about this conversation between Adam alayhi salam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after this whole incident which happened with him. And this is where he says, Ya Rabbi, sallatta alayya shaytan wa ajraytuhu minni majriyal dam, faj'al li shay'an. That, oh Allah, you have imposed shaytan on me. Not forcefully, but he's there now as a problem for me. And not only that, you made him to flow in me, in the blood vessels. What does it mean? If the blood is not there, you're not alive. This Adam alayhi salam is saying, Allah, he is there constantly. He doesn't leave me alone. That's the sense of this phrase. That, he is actually just like the blood is flowing in my veins. He is there all the time. And so, فَجْعَلْ لِي شَيْئًا. Oh Allah, give me something to deal with this shaitan. Something as a support. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to him by saying, Ya Adam, ja'altu laka, O Adam, I grant you following things. Six items. Number one, he says, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the descendants of Adam, the children of Adam. مَنْ حَمَّ مِنْ ذُرِّيَتِكَ بِسَيِّئَةٍ لَمْ تُكْتَبْ عَلَيْهِ Number one, if anyone from your children, your descendants, does the intention of doing a sinful act, only the niyat, the intention of doing a sin, but he doesn't do it, didn't get the opportunity, then what will happen? Allah says that will not be recorded. So an evil intention which was not implemented, Allah says, I will just ignore it. One thing. Then he says, فَإِنْ عَمِلَهَا كُتِبَتْ عَلَيْهِ سَيِّئَةً But if he then implements his intention of doing evil, then that one guna or sin will be counted as one in the record. Number three, وَمَنْ حَمَّ مِنْهُمْ بِحَسَنَةٍ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَعْمَلَهَا كُتِبَتْ لَهُ حَسَنَةً On the flip side, if anyone from the children of Adam has the intention of doing good, but didn't get the opportunity to do that, just the niyat of khair was there, but the opportunity didn't avail itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will count that as one good deed. Niyat of evil, he said, I'll forget it. Niyat of khair, it will be counted as one good deed. فَإِنْهُ عَمِلَهَا Number four, Allah says, if he does that good deed, then I'll reward him, not one for one by ten. There is an ayat of Quran, وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرَ أَمْثَالِهَا Whoever comes with, one good deed, I will reward him 10 times. As if now the conversation comes to an end. But our dear father, Adam, was concerned for us. So he says, Ya Rabbi Zidni, Wallah more. Say something more. And we really should be thankful to our father there. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number 5, he says, وَعَنَّ مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْهُمْ سَيِّئَةً ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُ غَفَرْتُ لَهُ. Okay, I give you one more. If anyone from your children who has done the evil, the sinful act, if he then comes to me and asks for forgiveness, I will forgive him. Adam doesn't feel satisfied. Ya Rabbi Zidni. Oh my Lord, a little bit more. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُمُ التَّوْبَةِ حَتَّى تَبْلُغَ النَّفْسَ حَالِ. They have this, the door of tawbah and the opportunity of tawbah will be available for them till the last breath of their life. And this is where Adam alayhi salam says, Ya Rabbi Hasbi. Oh Allah, I'm thankful for you. And so we see that this issue of tawbah and istighfar is right there in the beginning of the story of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. This issue of, you know, doing the niyyat of sayyi'ah, the intention of a sin, and Allah says, I just ignore it. It's not even written down. Even the malaika who are recording our deeds are told, just forget about it. Not only that, actually you are given a window of 7 hours. This is another hadith, not in the conversation of Adam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is another hadith from the sixth Imam, coming from Abu Basir, again in Al-Kafi, where his Imam says that when somebody does an evil deed, أُجِّلَ فِيهَ سَبْعَ سَاعَاتٍ مِنَ النَّهَارِ. 7 hours are there where you have this opportunity. If he says Astaghfirullah, then that is not even recorded to be erased. So for the first 7 hours, nothing is recorded as far as the sins are concerned. And Allah says, you know, okay, come back. Tawbah means to return. Remember yesterday we talked about it. And if you come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within those 7 years of, 7 years too long, 7 hours. 7 hours from the time of committing sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will forgive him. It will not even be recorded to be erased later on. And this is where we have to realize, you know, just think about it. 7 hours. If somebody does something haram early morning, by Zuhr time, is it 7 hours or less? If somebody does something evil after Zuhr, between that time and Maghrib, I don't know, summer timings, what happens, but yeah, but otherwise, Maghrib time you still, and that's where when you sit down between the two sajdas, that's the point of reflection. That's where we have to connect the words to the reality. I need to sit down when I'm saying Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa Atubu Ilayh. In my mind, I should have what I have done. It's not just the ritual words I'm saying, because this is what I've been taught in Salat. And so that window of 7 hours is again a reflection of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi. كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.